Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rob Gardner. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rob Gardner. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Morgan moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-1 in the game. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. Boyer moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to third. Jones moves to second. Don Lee now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Boyer scores. Jones scores. Lewis moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Hickman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Mets. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 7-2, Mets. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Aspromonte moves to third. Bateman moves to second. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Don Lee. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bresut bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 7-3, Mets. Dick Selman now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma takes first base on ball four. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bresut strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Staub. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Selma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Selma hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bresud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. LeMay pinch hits for Claude Raymond. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. May moves to second. It's 7-4, Mets. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.